Hello, this is Alan Fairweather. Now, why do you think Barack Obama overwhelmingly won the US presidential election in November 2008? Perhaps it's because of his policies for change, or even the amount of money invested in his campaign, or perhaps it was his ability to eloquently express the hopes, answers and beliefs of a good chunk of the American people. Some people may even say that Obama was a better bet than his rival John McCain. I think it's probably a mixture of all of these reasons, and a few more. But more than anything else, I believe he has a high likability factor. So what's likability got to do with anything? Surely we're going to vote for the policies, not the person. Somehow, I don't think so. What many politicians tend to forget is that we voters are humans. And the thing about humans is, they'll always be driven by their emotions, not their logic. We let our heart rule our head all the time. If we decide that we don't like someone, then we have a heck of a job believing anything they say. How well our politicians score on the likability factor is going to influence whether we believe in them or not. Roger Ailes, the communication coach to Presidents Reagan and Bush Sr., wrote, "The silver bullet in business and politics is the like factor. All things being equal, we are more likely to vote for people we feel we like." However, so many of our politicians seem totally unconcerned by this. You know, consider some of the public figures that have been affected by the like factor. Bill Clinton came through some difficult situations relatively unscathed, the reason being that the American public quite liked him. Margaret Thatcher suffered more than she needed because too many people didn't like her. Princess Diana's funeral gave a clear indication of how many people liked her. I don't believe we would have seen the same outpouring of public grief had that tragic accident happened to another member of the royal family. If your likability factor is high, votes go up, sales go up, and you go up, and you'll have less difficult people to manage. But what about the other people in your life? Are they likable? What about your boss, your dentist, or your accountant? I get some funny looks when I tell people that I have no idea if my accountant is any good or not. How would I know if he's a good accountant? I'm not competent to judge. I only know that I like and I trust him. And that means he'll continue to get my business. Warren Buffett, chairman of Berkshire Hathaway, sometimes acclaimed as the world's greatest investor, once said, "I walked away from some great deals because I didn't like the people I was dealing with." Phil Neville, the Everton, England and ex-Manchester United footballer, recently commented, "If the players like you, then that decides 95% of your success as a manager." So how do we get this likability factor if we haven't got it? Or how do we improve it if we have? And what's it all about anyway? Well, as far as companies are concerned, it's all about whether we trust them and feel that they care about us when we contact them. Do they have the human touch? The advertising agencies know all about the likability factor and the human touch. They want to make us laugh. They use cute children and animals. They feature celebrities we like and can relate to. Andrex TV ads certainly aren't about what you can do with toilet paper. They're more about puppies and children. Likeability is about being human. It's about displaying warmth. Bill Clinton displays warmth. Hillary Clinton, less so. Being known as the Prince of Darkness doesn't suggest too much warmth in UK politician Peter Mandelson. Richard Branson has warmth. So did Princess Diana. Nelson Mandela has it. Margaret Thatcher didn't display much of it in her time as Prime Minister. Likeability in people will also be measured by their ability to really listen and be interested in others. Likeable people use your name and look as if they care. We like people who have something positive to say and don't whinge. Likeable people empathise with our problems and accept that we may have a different view of the world from them. Likeability is demonstrated by a genuine smile, good eye contact, a sense of humour and relaxed, open body language. Whether in our personal or working lives, people will judge us by what we say and what we do. However, more importantly, this will be influenced by how likeable you are. Trying to communicate with a difficult person to be likeable and get them to accept your point of view can be a real challenge. Your ability to sell yourself and make that process will make that process so much easier. And as Abraham Lincoln once said, if you would win a man to your